Sometimes your girl just needs a skincare Monday. You heard? You heard, Giselle Ugardi. How you doing, baby boo?
Atta girl. Could you? I mean, I'm thinking of this from the point of view of my younger self. Like, here we are, we're doing no makeup, no hair, fresh skin treatment for me. My younger self could never. Like,
Could
she
never.
could never, would never even imagine the thought of going public. Or what do you mean? Like, at the very least, she would have put on like the fake no makeup makeup, when really it would
Pretended
be like
up.
loaded concealer, full foundation,
Yes.
like penciling in the brows, a little mascara. Like, no, I just woke up like this.
The second you start with the thought process of no makeup makeup, you're already lost. You've already
Kim
lost me
Kardashian.
because you begin, you're like, okay, well, I can't, if I start with it, like, I need foundation in order to put blush on, it doesn't sit right. And then all of a sudden, you're like, okay, now I've just done a full face of makeup. What are we doing here?
If I'm going natural makeup, I'm basically Kim Kardashian at that point.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are with actual hand on whatever Bible you read, you're, I'm 000 makeup.
00 as well. And actually, my skin is still somewhat numb from the procedure that I had this morning. Also, want to make sure everyone knows this is my right hand. This is my right hand that
Okay,
I have a ring
just
on after last week. We nearly
check
gave
it.
Jamie a heart attack.
Check
That was
it.
not a hint. Just wanted to fill you
I thought
in.
you, I swear now, the only way you are going to be able to tell me that you're engaged whenever that does happen is you're just going to have to be like, anyways, and I'm just going to have to take pick up on it because I just feel like the traditional way is out the door for us.
That's just how it is. What did you
Oh.
do on your pampering day? You're on your way to an international
Yes,
trip of
so
sorts.
I
Normally, I'm on
do.
Tuesday. We're on Monday today because
Exactly.
you're going to be on the air.
You've been pushed forward, which I really appreciate. So I do a little, I'm a monthly hydrafacial girl. I've
Got a
committed to the
girl.
hydrafacials like since I found them. And you know why? Because moving so much, the hydrafacial to me, because I would assume the training is kind of all the same because the
It is
machine is
all
the
the same.
same.
It is
You
a
no matter where I've
patented
lived.
treatment.
Exactly. No matter where I live, I know what I'm getting, the little sucker on the face, and I just love her so much. So I had that on Friday. Friday, 10 a.m. I get done with the show. I totally just shed myself of every piece of makeup possible, and then they go in. So today I still had to do obviously the TV makeup, but I am flying to Madrid, Spain tomorrow for the NFL. So I figured why not put a little pumpkin mask action on my face
Little
and
pumpkin enzyme.
I pack the eye patches that I won't put on, but I pack them.
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna put them on in my flight, my pre-flight routine, and then that's gonna go by the wayside. So, I'm ready as I always am.
What's in Madrid? What does that schedule even look like? What
Okay,
does a day
so
in the life of Jamie International look like?
great question. So this is the final of, goodness me, I should know the number. I believe seventh international game for the NFL this season. First time in Madrid. For the league, I believe even regular preseason, whatnot, they've done Sao Paulo, Germany, the typical Londons, and now the finale is in Madrid. So I will land, I'll do the show tomorrow from LA. I will fly all day. I will land Wednesday morning. I will try to pop on GMFB in some capacity, just like off of like Zoom, just to be like, hello, I've arrived. But then Thursday, Friday, I will be actually with like a full-blown camera crew in two different spots. I think I've got like the French in my background. I've even like Erdal is like some semblance of German, and there's like the Spanish doesn't roll off the tongue, so bear with me. It's like, have you been to Spain?
I
Okay,
have been to
so
Spain once a couple summers ago.
Plaza Mayor or Mayor Plaza or something like that. It's like the main square. That's one of the spots, and then Bernabéu. Bernabéu is where like the stadium is called, Bernabéu Stadium. It's where Bayern. It's where not Bayern Madrid. Real Madrid plays.
Are you
And
excited
that's,
about it? Are
I
you looking forward
am.
to it?
I
Is
am.
it, do you
Okay,
get to have
so
fun? Is it
in
work
the week,
work? Is it fun
oh,
work?
we
Like
get to have
what?
fun. The most fun part is that good morning football in the UK is good afternoon football. So the alarm clock is non-existent. We
Atta
go on
girl.
at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's such a healthy, beautiful time. It's not 5 a.m. And so, yeah, I will be able to enjoy the Spanish wine, enjoy the tapas, do good morning football, be on the sideline on Sunday for Dolphins Commanders. Also, a couple weeks ago, this game was terrible. Just full cards on the table. Both teams were just like plummeting due to injury and losses and sad. But the Dolphins, they had a little bounce back, a little fight last week. They beat the Bills,
okay,
unbeknownst to many, I think. So that's fun for them. Commander's still decimated with injury. Too bad. But it should be a good game. And the honestly, one of the most intriguing parts, and maybe you can speak to this, having been there, there's the whole like afternoon siesta, late dinner thing that happens in Spain, which I've never been around. And I'm all about a good siesta. But I'm not great. My skill set is a little bit lost on the late dinner thing. But like I'm gonna try it out. Nothing an espresso martini can't fix.
Well, let me tell you, the thing about Spain is that they are in no rush. They are in no rush. They will take their dear, sweet time.
That's and I
so appreciate that to some extent, where when you're used to being on the go, or you're in a hurry, or you have somewhere that you need to get to, or you have plans that are stacked, you know, it's kind of nice to have to slow down and be present and enjoy it. And also you're kind of like, all right, so I need to really make 2 to 3 hours for every single sit down that I have, because I'm going to live here for a little while. Like, they really take their dear, sweet time. And that's also part of the tapas, is like you have all these little nibbles, and I'm a grazer. So I really, really love that. I also love that every single restaurant I ever went to in Spain, I looked at the check and I go, is this an error? Like, this has to be a joke,
it's
right?
It's like reasonably priced lifestyle.
Because of how affordable it was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking like, oh, did you give me a discount because you thought I was cute?
Right. Oh, you think I'm pretty?
No. Me? Really? No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Get so that just, ego just, check just, at the door.
Yep. And that also goes for sometimes, even when it comes to opening stores or opening restaurants, where it's like, it says it's supposed to open at this time, it's not open yet. They're taking their dear, sweet, sweet time, as should you.
I feel as though that it's just like an exposure therapy check for like all rushed Americans that are probably going to arrive there. That's going to be interesting. Although, you know, what I kind of am going to bask in, truth be told, and whether or not he's listening right now. I went to Ireland earlier this season for the Vikings Steelers game, and my husband came with me because he's a Vikings fan. He came delayed.
Yeah, you guys were watching the Vikings game at like 4 o'clock in the morning over there.
Yeah, exactly. So I went on like same kind of schedule. Wednesday morning I arrived, he came Friday morning, and then it's just kind of like all hands on deck. It always is anyways, but like, we feel like we got to make the most of it because we barely get any time together, just us two. So we're like trying to go out to dinner, trying to have quality time. I got to hit some work events too. And he's trying to be like the good gung-ho partner that you kind of want the person to be when you're like, hey, I need you to plug in here and really like commit to like the bit. So all that being said, like going to Spain by myself, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
You'll have a blast. Hopefully you'll get some good food and have that relaxing time. And the nice thing is too, is that because there are so many people there who are used to having a late dinner that's at like 8, 9, 10 o'clock, if you do have an ordinary dinner at like 5 or 6 o'clock, you'll probably be able to get a reservation. If they're even open at that point.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Right. So yeah, but you know, I've never been, and I'm not really equipped whatsoever for like the Spanish speaking countries. So we're just going to bulldoze through it. And hopefully we're welcomed with grace, because I will be arriving with grace. And yeah, that's happening tomorrow, which I should make an editorial note right now that last time I traveled, which was a couple weeks ago on a Friday, I did like a taped no breaks, and I posted it on the YouTube page. It was a Halloween edition, and it was like a get ready with me. So I will do that tomorrow. So not like a traditional live no breaks Jamie Earl, because I'll be flying, which is why Giselle is with me on a Monday. So thank you for adjusting your life, Beats. You are doing lots of like self-care kind of in the hole, because not only with the facial care, but also because you're in the midst of something I've heard of a lot before, but I also feel like you've done this concept you are engaging in right now before, so I feel like you're a pretty good expert on the material at hand, so please do tell, and then we will just come up with questions as a class.
Welcome to another edition of Why Is Giselle Doing That to Herself? That's really what this is. So are you referring to all the skin treatments I had today, or are you referring to 75 hard?
75 hard, even though did you have 75 hard treatments done to your face? I don't know.
I mean, I had microneedling with PRHP. I had Sculptra. I had Botox. All
What's
the things.
What's Sculptra?
I'd never done it before. I did it for the first time today. It's basically an injection that is supposed to make your skin or your face, your body produce collagen. So it's better for you than, say, filler that like sticks around, whereas Sculptra actually like sparks your body to create its own collagen.
So it's like a collagen steroid injection. Like you're instead of like injecting
Something like
muscle,
that, like collagen
yeah.
NAD. It's not
Okay.
any of those things, but like just, I don't know,
Okay, I've seen
one
the
of
word
those.
before. I never knew what it was. So you're
Yeah.
all right. Good
Yeah.
to know.
So
I'll put
we'll
it on the
report
list
back.
of research of
Yeah.
things that I should consider
And the
about
difference
you.
is that Sculptra, it's long-term effects and also long-term results. So supposedly it'll take like 3 to 6 months for me to really notice a change versus filler is like immediate. So yeah, I got like full numb cream and then she went in with the Sculptra. Then, oh, also she drew my own blood for the platelet-rich plasma. So then she puts my own plasma back on my face, needles it, slaps it into my face, and then did a little bit of Botox on the forehead.
Okay, I'm
Baby,
gonna
she's born with it. Maybe she's
Okay.
not.
I'm gonna start. I'm gonna before we get into 75 hard, let's just talk about facial treatments for a second. I am just gonna start this by saying I am not yet comfortable or ready to disclose what I have or have not done to my face. It could be nothing. It could be all the things you just listed. I'm just not quite
Right.
there yet on No Breaks with Jamie
Right.
Yard. Also, gosh, do I
Yeah.
appreciate your
Yeah.
vulnerability
I was
and
gonna say,
your
but I
admission of it.
am.
Yeah. So I'm actually. So are you okay? Can I like ask you if you've
Yeah.
gotten certain things? Have you ever had filler?
I have tried filler in the past, yes, in my cheeks only. Oh, and actually also in my chin
Really?
too. Yeah. Once, one other
Okay.
time. And this is my first time doing Sculptra. Botox I've done a zillion times and then I stopped doing it completely for years because I noticed that my face was getting flatter. And I had a little aha moment where I had lost a lot of weight in a certain year. I was traveling a ton and my butt was getting flatter. And I've worked really hard on my butt. Like I worked very, very hard. So I was like, how is my butt getting flatter?
You're
But then
invested
I was
in the
like,
peach emoji.
I'm very invested in the gains with the Z in the booty area and have been for, more than half of my life. So when I noticed in pictures that my butt was getting flatter, I was like, how is that possible? Like, why is that? And then I realized, well, I hadn't really been putting a lot of effort into strength and conditioning and lifting weights as I normally athletically naturally would. And so then in that moment, I was like, wait a minute. What if the reason why my butt's getting flatter is also why my cheeks are getting flatter? Because if I've been doing Botox for so long, I haven't been moving my face fully. I wonder if I stop doing Botox, if it'll activate my cheeks a little bit more. And that's exactly what happened. Like my eyebrows went up, my cheeks went back up.
So like
And
eyebrow pull-ups or something like that.
yeah. And now I do facial massage
Oh, okay.
too. Yeah,
Great.
it's like a whole
Here's my
thing.
take on all of the applications. Fully open-minded to it, fully taking in all research and
Oh,
intel as
yeah.
I progress in this journey. My
Right.
issue with it was essentially I was lucky enough to get pregnant when I was 29, 30, like the 30, 20, the 29, 30 era,
Right.
the first time. And this spanned all the way until I was 35. So I didn't want to do anything that I could start and then have to stop because you can't
Right.
do, I would say, like most of these procedures, like I feel like the door says no pregnancy or breastfeeding, like bam, at the door, stay out. So
Right.
I never, 29 was kind of too early for me, at least to even like be considering it. I still felt pretty good about what I had going on. And so then I got done breastfeeding, which I can't believe because it feels like emotionally it's been 5 years. It's only been like, I got done in January of this year, which is
Atta
like,
girl.
is that
Let's
right?
go.
Yeah, that's right. So it was just everybody was leeching off of my body in some capacity up until January 1 of 2025. So I'm just getting into this like, well, what have you done? And also, like, I feel like the practitioner you see is really important. My colleague Manti Teo, his wife is an aesthetic injector, is now what I'm like learning is the term. So I've been picking her brain, and that's who I see like the word Sculptra from on her Instagram and stuff. So it's I'm new to the game, and I'm just so appreciative of those who post about it and talk about it because I think it's I'm not against it, and I think it's just like a very girl supporting girl if you're open to
Totally.
sharing.
Yeah. And I also feel like it is one of those things that, especially with Instagram being the way that it is, I'm all about influencers should disclose these types of things. Also actors, because if, for example, the makeup companies are forced by the FCC to disclose if a model has been modified, like even if you were to look at a mascara ad, if you look really closely, like you have to look closely, it will say like lashes have been enhanced or physically altered or could be fake eyelashes. But now a lot of influencers are behaving in the same kind of way. And so then whether it is just the comparison trap that you can fall into, like, hold on a second, like, was she born with that? Is she not? Is it really her 12-step skincare routine or is it actually something else? And even like the whole, it's so funny too, where I'm like, yeah, I'll totally do Botox, but I'm like, I will not do your 12-step skincare routine. Like that to me seems so toxic. Like why would I want to put all those things into my skin? And like my skincare routine is so stupidly basic. But yeah, totally.
But you do all the other thing. Everybody invests differently. So you do like these monthly, you know, bi-monthly rituals with like the facials, but then you put on like CeraVe soap. Like, you know, I mean, it's
just the basic.
To each their own. But I do think the to each her own. It kind of, to that point about the mascara and the eyelashes and the disclosure, it's kind of like those headlines you saw within the last, I would say, 2 years when the GLP-1 drugs were really kicking up and how people were like, oh, I'm keto now. Oh, and I'm also doing GLP-1. But you're like, yo, you gotta like, you can't sell me your like bootylicious keto diet.
Especially if you're selling something. Exactly. Yeah, like, especially if you're, oh, this is my meal routine or this is my, I also just think it's so stupid where it's, if you're 20, 30 years old and you're giving me your anti-aging skincare routine, like we have no proof, Janice, if that's actually going to work for you or not. And there are so many other different pieces that go into it that we've set as unrealistic. But then there's also the other side to it too, where it's like, hey, maybe she is born with it. Maybe she is born with it, Karen. Yes. And that's totally and fully okay.
Yeah.
Like when we would talk about, oh, well, even the models are Photoshopped. Well, you can't Photoshop the Victoria's Secret runway, Karen. That's what she legitimately looked like and worked really, really hard for, or perhaps really, really unhealthy for. Who knows? But she does look like that. Let's celebrate
whatever that is. She's walking. You can't do that.
And be totally okay with whatever you look like too. Like, let's not go, oh, well, she did it with GLP-1. So then I can't then do that. Or, oh, well, you know, she, if anything, it's more just about like transparency, disclosure, understanding, education. I'm all about that life.
Do we feel badly for people named Karen now? Do you feel?
Yeah,
I do. Really do.
Yeah. My one of my best friends is Karen, but she spells it C-A-R-Y-N.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's still a rough. It's a rough time to be a Karen. It's a rough time to be a Chad.
And Brad?
And a Brad.
Yeah. Well, you can change your name, actually, just like you can change your face if you want to. All right, moving on. So you look great. You were born with all that, and we appreciate seeing it live on the tube. What's up, Miss P? You are doing another.
She's fine. She'll get over it. Fields. Just my cleaning crew just got here. That's probably what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. The Monday cleaning crew who we have to, like, really quickly clean the entire place for. Just to be normal so that they can then come in and do their thing.
Let's stop down on that topic real quick because I also – my, you know, growing up in a house where we were very lucky to have someone come in every 2 weeks, that was like the big flex, you know, every 2 weeks to clean the house. But like the stress that my mom, maybe your mom, went through for the pickup was like I never really – I was like, why? They'll just clean around it. You have to pick it up. Like the total panic. So now I am lucky to have somebody come in every 2 weeks. And I have like I feel like I'm smarter than the game now in my job posting and in my description and in speaking with this person who is just gonna like change my life for the better. And I am so grateful for them. I say, listen, thank you so much for being here. Please clean. And just full disclosure, you're gonna need to pick up some things too while you're here. And they're like, fine, thanks for letting me know. I'm like, okay, look at that. We did it.
That's
so
it.
I am not like panic sweating, like, you know, running around with my pumpkin mask on, trying to pick up Bluey toys. Like, just tell them, you know, I feel like just hire the person who's fully disclosed to what the job is going to be.
Yep. Yeah. So I wholeheartedly agree with that. I am all about delegating anything and everything that sucks the life out of you. And also just, I know myself well enough that if I do my own laundry, it will never get folded. It will never get put away. And so every single little task I'm wholeheartedly like do it. But what I will do is, for example, I'll pick up certain things and put them into certain bins so that they know what to do with it. For example, there is a bin that is designated for please fold these things. There's another one that's please hang these things up. And then there's another one that just says don't touch it. These are dirty.
Okay,
Don't do that.
here's a question. In the laundry scope, I think you just disclosed it, but I want to hear more about this. Everybody has their like full stop at the laundry. Mine is putting it away. Where is yours? I will fold it because I'll watch a show, I'll listen to a pod, whatever. But the
Nope.
physical act of putting it away, I can't stand. What's yours?
Nope. It is, I will wash it and I'll be lucky if I dry it.
Aha.
And I have to make sure that it, what was really, so actually, I'll be honest, growing up, I was spoiled. Mom did the laundry. Like there was just this unspoken agreement that I would leave clothes on the floor and magically they would be picked up when I got home. I don't know who did it. I don't know
How
if it
do you
was my
feel about
mom.
that now? How do you feel about
I
that
don't
now
know
looking
if,
back on it?
well, so here's what I really believe. You know, I for sure, like I was the youngest only girl. I was spoiled more than any other kid in my family. Like that's just, it's just the truth. I'll just be honest. But something in my wiring didn't then go, okay, I'm spoiled, I'm too good for things. It was going, okay, how can I then make sure that I can keep doing that in my later years in life?
Interesting.
So I got to college. I had no idea how to do my own laundry. I was also a college athlete and I also had a job when I was in college. So my time was limited. And so in my world, I'm going, okay, how am I going to have time to do all of these things? And I legitimately took up having a job so that I could afford to get my laundry sent out. And that, is it a little bougie? Is a little spoiled? Or is it like, hey, this is just what I'm simply choosing to do, and this is the life that I'm leveling up into. And it was so much more socially acceptable when I was living in New York because so many people didn't have washer dryers. So it's like, okay, either I can go do the quarter wash or the community wash with everybody else, or why don't I just get this sent out? And then everything is done better than I could. It's folded better than I could. And it actually gets done. And I also think too, like, think about how many couples you know or you've heard of who they get in the stupidest fights over splitting cleaning duties and cleaning chores and all of that. So if neither one of you likes to do the laundry, or if you find that one of you just doesn't do it, okay, great. What do we need to do? Like, what is the solution here? Is it that one of us just agrees and you swallow it and you own it? Or like, okay, well, what would it take for us to be able to get this done? Because that to me is worth the cost so that you're not then draining yourself into the fight or the stress or the soul sucking or the resentment. Like that to me is worth whatever it is.
Listen, all I heard out of everything that you just beautifully said was allocation of funds is your own decision, and you got to
Correct.
decide where those funds that you were working hard for in college went towards. And so more power to you. And yes, I have landed on alleviating any pressure from a marital argument as it pertains to laundry. We stopped doing our laundry together probably 6 months into dating, and we've been together over 10
Really?
years. Yep.
Yeah.
My boy washes his jeans with his white t-shirts and a shower towel, and I could just divorce him over it, but I will not. I will not be the thing
Okay.
that I divorce. I'm like, how? Why? It's like the world's softest white t-shirt. Why is it in with, actually, no, it's my soft white t-shirt. Why is it in
Oh.
with your jeans? And why is it in with the navy blue
Oh
bath
no.
towel? It's
No.
everything. It's so rough. And this is so white. And why are you doing it? So I just like it maybe two times in our little studio apartment that we lived in New York. And I was like, you know what? No more. So for a long
Yeah.
time, we just separated, like the laundry, not each other. We just did that. And then I was like, yo, you're on your own. I'm hiring somebody to do this.
To this day, Jamie, my parents do their laundry separately.
Oh, that's
To
so,
this
that
day.
makes me feel great. That makes me
Like
feel
my
great.
mom will do the towels and, you know,
Yes.
maybe it's like the socks and the underwear or whatever. My dad to this day irons his own pants.
Cute.
He sends his clothes to his dry cleaner because he likes the extra starch. And I don't know where the starch goes because I've never starched things.
What is starch?
Pressing, I don't, no idea.
And you know
But,
what?
you
She's
know,
never gonna
50 plus
know.
years of marriage.
I like it. I like it. So here's what your laundry and your allocating of funds has allowed you to do, which finally we're gonna get to the topic 27 minutes in. 75 hard. What is it? And what do we need to know about it? And I already know whether or not I'm gonna do it, which is probably a hard no. 75 hard, but I want to know more about it.
Okay, I always said I would never do it. I was like, absolutely not. I think it's stupid. It's too extreme. What are you doing? That makes no sense. It feels like a crash diet. It feels just too much, like just too extra, too much doing the most. 75 hard is a commitment for 75 days. And during those 75 days, no alcohol, which for me, that's not hard, but for some of you might be really, really difficult. Two workouts a day. They have to be two 45-minute non-consecutive workouts, and one of them has to be outside. No matter what the weather, no matter what the temperature, you have to get some sun, touch some grass for 45 minutes. One of those workouts can totally be a walk. Both of them could totally be a walk. It doesn't have to be like a Barry's boot camp, you know, kill yourself kind of a workout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Read 10 physical pages
a
day.
Wait, is this your 75 hard or is this like a concept?
This is like a full concept. Andy Frisella came up with it.
Okay, this is like keto or Atkins or like.
Yeah, he calls it like a mental, he really refers to it as a mental toughness challenge.
Okay.
So a lot of people.
Sorry, I stopped. I interrupted you.
So you have to read 10 physical pages. Okay. Like you can't listen to an audiobook. You have to sit down. You have to read 10 physical pages of any nonfiction book.
Okay.
You have to pick and stick to a diet, any diet, doesn't matter what it is. You want it to be keto, Whole 30, or whatever it is. You just have to pick it, stick to it, no cheating. And you also have to take a progress photo every single day.
Okay.
All these things, you have to stick to it. If you miss even one step one day, you have to start over back at day one.
Okay.
So I made it 13 days.
Oh, we're in day 13 right now?
No, I made it 13 days. I was feeling good. I honestly, for me, I was like, this actually feels too easy. And I was thinking about how could I make it spicier? I was like, maybe I should give up caffeine. You know what? I did decide I'm going to finish reading the Bible by the end of the year. Like, let's pick up the pace a little bit. Let's maybe add another workout or make it 10,000 steps. Oh, also a gallon of water every day. My skin is delightful. Mm. 13 days, I went to the lake. I had my meals prepped. I already had two workouts in. I went to a restaurant where I ordered raw ceviche and a salad with fish and was like, this is great. This is good. I'm feeling awesome. I'm totally going to hit it. And then after the fact, I realized, oh shit, I had tortilla chips with my ceviche.
I mean, you couldn't
like,
help
didn't
it.
Even think
didn't
about
even
it. Like just didn't even cross my mind.
I mean,
wasn't even like my subconscious Mexican.
It's the vehicle.
I even actually started out eating the ceviche with my fork. Like it kind of went through my head for a moment.
But then,
your fork
became a tortilla chip and we lost it.
Correct. Whoa. I actually think that might've been what happened. I think they took my fork away now that you mention it.
Blame the
so
restaurant.
I get home. Right. Right. But I get home and I tell my boyfriend like, oh, wait a minute. I had tortilla chips. Like that means I didn't stick to my diet. And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like just keep going. And that's the thing about the program is it would be one thing if it was like, oh, I'm trying to hit this fitness goal or, oh, it's a weight loss program or whatever. Like, yeah, keep going. But no, the whole point is to really see if you can keep your commitments to yourself and how honest you can be to yourself.
Well, that's
because let's think about how many times we will be like, oh no, you're fine. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. Or yeah, it's, you know, and I've practiced the muscle of imperfection before. Like if anything, I feel like I've done plenty of things where I'm cool with being imperfect. I'm cool with it being a little messy. But now the lesson that I believe I need to learn in this particular season is, hey, can you follow a structured program or somebody else's rules? Mm-hmm. What would it look like for you to prepare more in a lot of other areas of your life? For me, I really want to work on my morning routine. Like how could I optimize my time a little bit better? How can I spark my creativity? How can I commit to my commitments? So in that moment, I was like, yeah, but you know, I could keep going 75 days, but it wouldn't be 75 hard. So today is day one again. I know.
Am I supposed to say I'm sorry?
No.
Okay.
Like I don't, you know, I'm not disappointed. I think there would have been a time in my life where something like this, I would have gotten obsessive. I would have,
derailed.
It would have been disordered patterns. Yeah. I would have derailed. I would have signed into my Domino's app and ordered like a full buffet of all the pizza and the breadsticks and the
cookie brownie,
like all the things, and then been like, I'll start tomorrow or next week or whatever. And instead it's like, no, we're good. Like someone described it today that me having to start over is sad because it discounts all the progress that I've already made. Mm. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I know that I've made progress. I fully acknowledge all of it, but this isn't about progress or even hitting a destination. It's about perfecting your process. Mm. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm my even a year ago self would have Never. Like, what are you doing? But I also believe I've worked my way up to this point. I think it would be one thing if I was drinking every weekend or even throughout the week, or if I was the type of person who was very inactive, sedentary, and all of a sudden I'm going, okay, let's go military style. No, it's really not that much different from what I already do. It's just seeing, well, what happens when I'm fully consistent? Because I might do a diet and poop out after like 2 weeks or 30 days or even 3 months and then be like, all right, back to the grind. So that's, am I crazy? What do you think? Would you do
I
it?
don't
Have you
think you're
done it?
crazy. I'm not prepared to do it. I think I could do it. A couple of things came to mind as you were describing it. First of all, commendable, and you have wonderful perspective on what it is going to require, but also not just the accomplishment, because my, immediate brain went to well, when 75 days from now? Like I would need to know the end date, which is so silly. I don't know why, but did you recalculate what the end date is, or are you just
Well, I
saying 75
did.
in
And
heart?
that's the thing. I actually did. I put it in my calendar today because I found that when I was tracking it, I was like, wait, what day is it? Like, what day am I on? After day 4 or 5, I was like, I don't know what day I'm on. And could I go through and count every progress photo? So I did put in my calendar day 1, and had it repeat for 75 days, and I actually counted. So I think my day 75 will be January 23rd.
Great to know. Okay.
And here's the thing, a lot of people, if they are going to do 75 hard, they do it starting in the beginning of the
Let's
year.
not do it
That's their
over
New
the
Year's
holidays.
resolution. Right. And so like I really believe that for me, like if I'm going to do a New Year's resolution, which I don't totally believe in that, but if I'm going to do something where I want to start the new year with that habit, I'm going to start before the new year. Like, I'm not going to wait until January 1. I'm going to start planting those seeds now so that come January 1, I'm feeling good. And when I think about like times in my life when I hustled, it's been a while since I've had to do that. I'm now running my business. I've reached a place of comfort. I delegate a lot of things. But when I go back to when I hustled, like some of my best moments were when I had to fill those holiday shifts. Like, you know what those holiday shifts are like. Like, I worked every single day on the air from Thanksgiving through January 15th. And those were times when I got to really see, like, damn, like, good for you.
That's when
Like,
you
good
pounce.
for
That's when
you.
you
That's when
advance
you,
yourself.
yes, everybody else is slowing down. I'm speeding up. And I've totally been slowing down the last few years. I'm like, you know what? This is a fun time. Let's go, crazy lady.
So I don't think you're crazy, because I think you're equipped to do it. One thing that came to my mind, and you hit on it at the very tail end of it, which is it feels like this, it wouldn't be something for somebody who is seeking change to be this feels very drastic. It's very demanding, and it's so much more than physical, which a
Totally.
lot of plans, or what things like this are much more focused on the physical, which are good ones too, don't get me wrong, but some are just dietary, like you mentioned the Whole30. That I was actually trying to make the parallel. I was like, what does this remind me of, just from its title? And it's the Whole30, 75 hard. So what I appreciate about it is that it does kind of hit all the things: intellectual, physical, also emotionally challenging. However, I don't know if it's still just in my, because I very much subscribe to the hormonal postpartum last 2 years, if that's the bare minimum that we're working
And what does
with.
that mean?
That you be I mean, first and foremost, it takes you 9 to 10 months to build and create this child.
Right.
Why would it not even take that long for your hormones to come back down to regular?
Right.
And if that, I would extend it a whole other year. So 2 years from the birth of your child, you should give yourself grace hormonally. And frankly, your hormones affect your physical so much that you should give your physical self grace 2 years after you give birth to a child, which is why it is so bonkers when women can turn around and have kids back to back to back with anywhere
Yeah.
sub 2 years.
How long did you wait?
So my first two are 22 months apart, but that's just by birth. I was pregnant 13 months after I gave birth to my first. So and then I did wait a full 2 and change to get pregnant again, because my next two are 3 years apart ish. So it's all of that being said, and now I have some peers who have had children recently who they kind of just ask for advice and whatnot, whether it be with postpartum or breastfeeding. And I feel, and I think it's mentally, because I know I'm done having kids, that I can look at it differently. But I don't feel sadness. I don't know what the emotion is. But I just feel for them when they say, I just want, I want to run a half marathon. And I'm like, when did you give birth? Please don't do that to yourself. Why does it have to be 0 to 100? It's been your ligaments, your nothing is you right now. Just give it a beat. You just created a whole other physical form of a person. And now you are going to demand your body and soul to do something. Are you even a runner? Like, what are we doing?
Right.
That's not the way to get back. So when I hear 75 hard, I think it's incredible. And I for sure have interest in it. However, I'm still right now in a scope, and I implore many women who are in anywhere in their conception, reproduction / postpartum era to just pause on something so intense, because that to me, to your point, feels like there's a lot that goes into that, multifaceted. And frankly, I just don't think emotionally, this is going to really be really sad, I am prepared to read 10 pages of a physical book every day. Like, I don't have the time, and I don't want to feel the disappointment. I don't want to feel the guilt. This is not my era right now, like, for that. So I will do it maybe when the youngest is in kindergarten and I feel like everyone is being educated right now and I can educate my own soul. But yeah, I take myself off the hook for that for still a couple of years, one of which is because of the postpartum demands and the postpartum like cliff that I'm still kind of like coming off of. But also just, I appreciate the fact that you've done so much work in all those silos that it's cool to see you put them all together. I am not prepared to do it yet, but it is. I for sure appreciate what it can do for somebody.
Well, and also, first of all, it just boggles my mind all the time that you have three children. I'm like, Jamie, you're like 21 years old. Like, yes. What do you mean?
It's the pumpkin.
Right? Like, we're still stuck in that body. We're like,
I know, three.
We're like, wait, huh? Three of them. Like, no, we're still in high school. What do you?
No, girl, I'm a teen mom.
What do you mean? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's also that I have. Again, I represent the voice here of the token single childless female.
Yes.
And I have been on the sidelines watching so many of my friends go through these childbearing years. And I've heard so much of the commentary that goes into the pregnancy journey, or even the pre-pregnancy journey, the post-pregnancy journey, and especially the ones and the narrative of how perhaps you'll have these women who never loved their bodies and didn't even start thinking about their body as a miracle until they had a child. And so then there's also a narrative that feeds into it going, well, wait, then I can never love my body until I have a child. Or wait, if my body can't make a child, then what's wrong with me? And so I really wanted to start figuring out, how can I nurture my body? How can I take care of my body? How can I see what my body is made of without having to create a baby or run 26.2 miles? Because neither one of those things did I feel ready for. and also, it's been fascinating to even see what my body's going through, where, for example, for the longest time, I heard that after you have kids, things happen to your pelvic floor. Like, I would have friends who would jump or run or sneeze or laugh and they would pee a little.
Yep.
But then I turned 35 and I would jump or run or laugh or sneeze and I would pee a little, and I haven't had kids. So I'm like, okay, is this really?
Don't blame the babies. Is this just, hold you know on. What? Blame gravity.
Hold on. Or I would hear about like certain postpartum depressive episodes and I'm like, wait, hold on. Is it really that you just had a baby? Or is it that you are like in an identity crisis? You are sleep deprived. You are sleep deprived. You're feeding another. And like, maybe it's not just a mom thing.
Yeah. Right.
like, and you're losing your hair. Like, wait, hold on. And I'm losing my hair. And I'm like, wait.
And have then, I had a baby and I didn't even know it?
Right. Like, what have I been? Have I been chosen? What is this? And even though I know, and I've been told over and over again that like nothing can prepare you for pregnancy, I do feel like there's a part of me that like, yes, I know we had this whole conversation about how I've recently injected my face with all these things, but I do look at some of the moms that I look up to who are both the high performing and also the ones who give themselves grace and have the type of balance that I aspire to. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. Or I'll listen to my clients and they have multiple children and their husbands still like them, and just the ways in which they've optimized their routine. So I'm like, okay, maybe I should start trying to at least see what it's like to wake up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. and see what I can do without a screaming child and what I'm capable of. So that way, if that then happens, I have something to look at. But also, I know that you don't know what the hell is going to happen to you.
You can't replicate it. But I also think something you said is, you know, I really don't like the blanket statements when it comes to the expectation of the phase that you were referencing. So like, you might kick pregnancy in the ass if you choose to get pregnant. And like, that might not even be a thing that bothers you. And the thing that might bother you is when they're 5 years old. Like, you could think this whole thing is just whenever, if this does happen to you. And that's what I oftentimes despised about the journey thus far, only being 6 or 7 years in, Because I don't think enough of us give credits like, oh, my child's six. Yeah, but you were pregnant for an entire year. So, like, let's just call it right. You're 7 years into this thing.
Right.
Is that, you know, that people shake their heads like when you're out to here being pregnant and you're like, oh, you don't even know what's coming. And I just wanted to hit people in the face and be like, I would take literally anything over what I just went through for the last year. Like, and it's really hard. It's a touchy subject. It's a tricky thing because so many people strive, crave, desire to be pregnant, to get pregnant. And there's all these different ways. And even then it doesn't work. And that is sickeningly heartbreaking. And I hate that for people. But that can't discount the challenges that I think people go through when you are in the process. So, like, personally, I hate pregnancy. I love 0 to 2. 2 to 4, I could do without. 4+ is great. Like, everyone, you just kind of discover your own thing. So you saying, like, oh, I've heard that, you know, there's nothing can prepare you for being pregnant. You might kick pregnancy in the ass because you did 75 hard 3 times. Like, I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe you're on to something.
Maybe.
I'm just waiting for.
Try it out. We'll see what happens.
I'm excited to hear about how this goes. But I can't wait to see the progress. And what I also think is cool about you is that while it will benefit whatever you're trying to fit into with your USC reunion that you have coming up for the Song
also
Girls.
That.
But you also didn't really do it, I think, for that. You just were like, this is going to benefit that.
Totally.
Hey, by the time January whatever comes around, technologically speaking, I think I'm going to be able to show side-by-side photos.
No break.
So that's a goal, okay?
Okay.
You work on 75 hard. I'm going to work on being able to show your progress photo of day one today and the 75 hard day. And then that's great. I will work on that from a technology standpoint, and it'll be a big reveal for lots of reasons, for no breaks and for 75 hard Giselle.
And maybe the outside won't even look any different at all, but there will still be just something here or who knows, maybe it won't be that hard, but I always love a challenge. Yes. And I feel like a lot of us, even though we might not be competitive, like we do. And so even friends or clients are like, oh my gosh, I wish I could do that, or I'm not ready for that. Okay, well then just pick something to do.
Pick one of them.
Or 75 days, even if it is being in bed by 10, or even if it is drinking a gallon of water, or maybe it's just 100 ounces for you, or maybe it is giving up coffee, like something that you can have a quick win of rebuilding confidence, because that's something that everyone is struggling with right now to some extent, is feeling like they are a slave to their phone or to their job, or maybe they've lost their identity in their job or in their parenting or in their kids. And so it's okay, well, what's one quick win that we can choose so that perhaps you can end this year and have a little something to stand on when January 1 actually comes around.
I like it. I like the pre-January 1 resolution. It's the do it before the new year comes version of Giselle Ugardi. Thank you for adjusting to a Monday, because no breaks all the time, and no breaks with your 75 hard, but even if you do, way to give yourself grace and reset and follow the rules.
Yeah. Hey, safe travels, girlfriend.
Girl, see you next week. I'll
see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. I'll be so much more cultured when you see me next. Sorry. Bye.